Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump continues to assemble his administration on Wednesday, saying he'll nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected President of the United States.
The President-elect also said he'd nominate Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and Democrat-turned-Republican Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Two explosions Wednesday outside the Supreme Court of Brazil, the blast killing a man and forcing the justices and staff to evacuate the building in Brasilia, capital of Brazil. Inflation remains under apparent control. The government reporting its consumer price index rose 0.2% in October to 2.6% on an annual basis. This is ABC News. Continued U.S. support for Ukraine in question as President-elect Trump prepares to take power. Outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed NATO allies in Brussels.
We have 50 countries that have been acting in support of Ukraine. And I'm convinced from the conversations we have today and the conversations we have virtually every day that that support will continue.
Until the president-elect is sworn in.
President Biden is committed to making sure that every dollar we have at our disposal will be pushed out the door between now and January 20th.
In February of 2000, Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute scientists spotted a mysterious gelatinous bioluminescent creature swimming almost 8,600 feet down in the Pacific Ocean. Initially, they couldn't classify it, just called it a mystery mollusk. More than two decades later, though, the researchers announced it's a new species of sea slug. The findings published in the journal Deep Sea Research, Part 1. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks take down the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee with a 99-85 win over the struggling Raptors. Giannis with 23 points. Bobby Portis, 17. No Damian Lillard in the concussion protocol. So point guard Ryan Rollins stepped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Doc Rivers.
He's a terrific shooter. The thing I kept saying in the timeout, keep shooting, keep shooting.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Green Bay has a 10-game winning streak over Chicago, the longest of its kind in the league. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers will welcome back Bo Ryan and the 2014-15 teams that he led to the Final Four when they play number 9th ranked Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday night.
Excited to have who's coming back from those two teams and then to have an opportunity to recognize Coach Ryan, put his name in the rafters where it belongs. So preparation for Arizona will unfold.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wombo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances will eventually go away here as we go through the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies will eventually return on Thursday. Light north winds 5 to 10, highs in the lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me. Will Eric Hovde ever concede? And we'll do a rundown of Trump's current cabinet picks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. This is hysterical. Breaking news. Elon Musk is reportedly getting frustrated that Donald Trump won't read anything ahead of transition team meetings. Oh, these two right-wing billionaire egomaniac sociopaths or whatever they are. I'll leave that to Bandy Lee and other psychiatrists. They're just going to get along wonderfully, aren't they? Isn't that just like so obvious? I'm telling you, when I in the last hour I said I'd give them 6 months. I'm down to 3 months now. By the way, the number one app on the Apple App Store and over on the PlayStation or whatever it's called on Google. Not sure if it's the number one app or just the number one social media app, but I believe it's the number one. Yeah, it's the number one app on the top charts. Over on Apple is now Blue Sky. Twitter is no longer even in the top 25. So there you go. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, first signs of backlash. Trump sidelines Musk at Toothless Commission. That's Oliver Will's piece over at Daily Kos today. First of all, Trump says, yes, I'm going to put Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, the bizarre libertarian and the space Nazi, the South African space Nazi, in charge of the commission of the Department of Government Efficiency. Right. They actually renamed it so it would come up with an acronym that was the same thing as this cryptocurrency that Trump or that Musk was very fond of some time back. But here's the reality. If you're going to have a department, you've got to have Congress create it. And then it becomes a cabinet-level job. This is what they did in 2002 with the Homeland Security Act, which created the Department of Homeland Security, which I opposed and continue to oppose. I think, you know, obviously it's a fight that's not even worth fighting any longer. It's a done deal. It's a thing. But I thought it was much better when these agencies were separate. Nothing wrong with them communicating. But in any case, this was one of those steps toward setting up a government to be run by a fascist that George W. Bush took, along with the Patriot Act and Gitmo and torture and lying us into two wars. That it's the reason why we started this program back in 2003 was to be the resistance to George W. Bush. And at the time, there was nobody. I mean, there were some progressive shows out there, but. They tended to be local and they tended to be very small. This new organization, Oliver Willis writes, could give Musk a way to provoke attacks against federal civil servants. And but effectively what Trump is doing is making them advisors. And but this is interesting. Let me just I'll quote Willis's piece from Daily Kos. There are already signs from within Trump world that Trump wants to get rid of his growing Musk problem. Politico is now reporting that insiders close to Trump believe Musk has, quote, become almost a comical distraction, end quote, citing his habit of, quote, hanging around Mar-a-Lago, end quote, and sitting in on high-level meetings and giving feedback nobody asked him for. One Trump-affiliated source told the outlet, this is Politico, Elon's getting a little big for his britches. NBC News is reporting he's beginning to wear on people. One source close to Trump told NBC, quote, Trump is, or Musk, excuse me, he's behaving as if he's a co-president and making sure everyone knows it. Yeah, this is going to, maybe it's 2 months. I don't know. Maybe he won't even make it to January 20th. I don't know. Meanwhile, Russia has made an audacious public attempt. You recall yesterday, I did a whole riff about this, that right after Trump got elected, after the election was called, Vladimir Putin dumped, or Russian intelligence, dumped a bunch of nudie pictures of Melania that we haven't basically seen for about 9 years now. Fully nude pictures, Melania naked, you know, full frontal nudity, the whole bit. They dumped a whole bunch of these pictures into Russian television. They were showing them on Russian media outlets and saying, this is the new First Lady of America, and laughing about it. Now, why would Russia do that to Donald Trump? And the conclusion that I came to yesterday, and I still believe this to be the case, was Russia, this was Putin's way of saying to Donald Trump, I own you. Whether it's that he's got the PP tapes or whether he's got some, you know, Trump, going into the Miss Teen pageants in Russia and, you know, scoping out, or even him and Epstein picking up some 14-year-old or whatever it is. I don't know what Russia's got on him. But he is unnaturally close, or has been, to Putin. But that might be coming to an end. We'll see. But now this second piece of this was, and again, I shared this with you yesterday, but just I kind of just touched upon it. But this is actually, I think, has the potential to be a huge, big deal. And Joe Biden, by the way, spent 2 hours alone with Donald Trump this morning. And I guarantee you, I mean, I have no inside sources or anything, and I wasn't there, but you know, I'm a reasonably good observer of these things. And I can pretty much guarantee you that much of that 2 hours was devoted to Joe Biden trying to convince Donald Trump that we have to fight on the side of Ukraine. Don't go down that Putin road. And so Trump is going to face a real serious decision here pretty soon. Whose side does he take? How does he, you know, because he said he would have the war in fact, his argument, which he repeated dozens of times at his rallies, was that within 24 hours of his being elected, not sworn in, elected, he would end the war in Ukraine. Well, it's been more than 24 hours, and the war in Ukraine is, shall we say, continuing? But I didn't realize that it was the head of Kremlin intelligence, Nikolai Patrushev, who had made this quote, where he said that Donald Trump has won because he relied on certain forces, and that he has corresponding obligations that he is obliged to fulfill, which is clearly Russian intelligence's way of saying to Donald Trump, not just we own you, like, you know, we can ridicule you, we can splash nudie pictures of your wife all over the, you know, around the world that, you know, 5 billion people can see. Not just that, but you owe us, is what Russian intelligence was saying to Donald Trump. And Slate columnist Fred Kaplan writes, this is a mind-blowing bit of psychological warfare. The Russians are basically telling Trump, we put you in office, now it's time for you to pay us back. By the way, the FBI, the Director of National Intelligence, and our cybersecurity agencies have all confirmed that Russia was sowing disinformation against Kamala Harris. There were the bomb threats on Election Day. There was Elon Musk highlighting Russian disinformation and lies, including even deep fakes and things. I mean, all of this stuff. Kaplan writes, one can only wonder what Trump will do if he realizes that Putin is not his friend. Donald Trump's got some thinking to do. Boris Johnson has some thoughts on all this. Are Republicans, do they have a weird homoerotic fascination with Putin? Does Trump? I'll share that with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your call. So what's on your mind today? 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. Stick around. I'll be right back with you. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader.
Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol levels down and don't see much result? Well, I got news for you. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient, berberine, that not only helps protect and support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com and you get 15% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. You can get even more than that on some of the bundles. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM.
They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords in their suits and their ties.
Yep, unions are democracy in the workplace. Boris Johnson, this is fascinating. You know, Boris Johnson, the kind of, you know, weird blonde hair guy who ran England for a while, ran the United Kingdom. He was speaking at a global, at Fortune Magazine's Global Forum conference day before yesterday, on Monday night. And he said that, and I'll quote, he said, there are factions within the Republican Party who think Putin is an all-around stand-up guy and they love his manly Christianity. He goes on to say, it's complete nonsense. He's a tyrant and a kleptocrat and a murderer and a very, very dangerous and bad man. And then he goes to Viktor Orban. He says, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he says there's a lot of dangerous, poisonous, pernicious talk at the moment with regard to Orban. And then he says Trump's bold promise to negotiate a peace deal within 24 hours. He said, this is probably not in the interests of democracy and of freedom and democracy. He said, I am absolutely convinced that it would be a disaster for the world if Ukraine were to go down. So once again, you know, the point I made in the last segment, how is this going to work out, this relationship between Putin and Trump? Now that Trump doesn't have to worry about running for re-election, although apparently yesterday he said to somebody, you know, I can't run again, but maybe I will if people really want me to. It's like, oh, my God, really? But generally speaking, he's a lame duck president now. And so there's nothing Putin can do to prevent him, I mean, you know, to harm him. I mean, Putin can try to embarrass him, but I mean, what's more embarrassing than Stormy Daniels talking about his mushroom? You know, what's more embarrassing than Karen McDougal, you know, going on about him? I mean, it's what's more embarrassing than being convicted 34 times of election fraud, which is what he was, That's the bizarre thing. That's what he was actually convicted of, was election fraud, as Alvin Bragg will point out to you, and did point out, and the jury pointed out. So, you know, so what? Trump hired a couple of hookers to pee on a bed in Moscow that because it was the same suite where Barack Obama and Michelle Obama had slept. I mean, is anybody going to care? Now, Trump did go to the Soviet Union back in the 80s, and they convinced him that he would make a great president of the United States. And he came back and talked about forming a presidential committee. This was in the mid-80s. He was married, of course, at that time to the daughter of a Czech Russian intelligence or a Soviet intelligence agent, which had to be, you know, a real coup for the Soviet Union. And he bought he bought ads in major American newspapers saying that we should pull out of NATO and, you know, Japan was on their own and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, Trump has been singing the Putin or the Russian song since the 80s. And he made a large chunk of his fortune selling or renting properties to Russians. There are apparently, from what I've read in the press, and I can't verify this, so, you know, subject this to fact-checking, but apparently entire floors of Trump Tower that are owned by Russian oligarchs. And you know, there was that Russian oligarch who bought that property down in Florida for some relatively small amount of money, like 20-some-odd million dollars, or that Trump had bought it for that, and then he sold it to this oligarch for something like $50 million. I mean, Russia has been figuring out ways to shovel money to Donald Trump for years. Both of his sons, Don Jr. and Eric, have said that Russian money is what kept them afloat. Both of them have said that publicly. But Trump doesn't need Russian money anymore. He's got, you know, Saudi Arabia gave his son-in-law $2 billion. They're doing a $5 billion construction project in Doha right now. He's going to, you know, he's going to make a fortune off being president. He's already started the grift. He doesn't need the Russian money any longer. He doesn't need Russian election support any longer. And I just can't imagine what Putin might have on him that would cause him to do something that would make him look weak. I'm not suggesting that Trump might do something that's in the best interest of America or the world because he's, you know, that he's going to reject Putin because he wants to do the best thing for our country. That's not how he thinks. But I am suggesting that Putin taking this very aggressive posture of, you owe us, it's time for payback, might blow up in his face. We'll see. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
Remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. Guess what? Not the case. A lot of popular dog foods use this trick called fractionation. They do it with candy bars, too, by the way. Not the dog food companies, but you know what I'm talking about. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why Louise and I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Well, we've seen enough of your lies and schemes. Turn my night to restless dreams. Packed up the truth and threw it away. But we're here now to say, hey, hit the road, Trump. And don't look back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Trump. And don't look back no more.
Well, that was... That was one of our campaign songs there. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. This is interesting. I was just telling you how, you know, Trump is kind of over it, or the people around Trump anyway are getting over it with Elon Musk. It's that relationship has become very problematic, or appears to be. I mean, this is leaks that we're getting. And now Bob Kennedy has come out and trash-talked Trump. I mean, I don't know that Bob realizes you can't do that. It's right up there at the top of the New York Times. It's on the front page of the New York Times online edition today. The headline, RFK Jr. scorns Trump's fast food habit. Quote, like really bad, like poison. And here's the exact quote. He said, he was talking about, you know, flying on the airplane with Trump, right? And he said, the stuff that he eats is really, like, bad. Campaign food is always bad, but the food that goes onto that airplane, it's like just poison. You have a choice between, well, you don't have a choice. I mean, you're either given KFC or Big Macs. That's like when you're lucky. And then the rest of the stuff, I kind of consider inedible. Right. And then Kennedy also told the New York Times or somebody about sitting next to Dana White on the plane. Dana White is the CEO of the mixed martial arts company, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC. And he said that White told him he would sometimes sit through hours-long flights with Donald Trump and, quote, he's never seen Trump drink a glass of water. Well, that's because, you know, Trump drinks Diet Coke and just, you know, craves that caffeine. So what's on your mind today? Dave at Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Ricardo from earlier talked about that Spanish-speaking and Cubans, and they need the government to control them because they need the control. And
what he was saying was that some of the Hispanic men that he knows feel like they need to control their wives. And that's why they're supportive of the government basically crushing, you know, birth control and abortion.
Yes, and an expert on MSNBC said, actually, it's the religious end of all of it and sure. The power and control. And that is the reason why the main thrust of why Spanish-speaking, you talked about it last week, about the Spanish-speaking or the Puerto Ricans, they're moving towards the power and the money and the control. And religion offers them that, and that and that expert said that the leading reason why the Spanish were leaving the Democratic Party were because of the religious relationship.
Yeah.
And as is Dr. Bart Eham, from the Professor of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, states, in the entire first Christian century, Jesus is not mentioned by a single Greek or Roman historian, religion scholar, politician, philosopher, or poet. His name never occurs in a single piece of private correspondence, zero references. And if Dr. Bart Eham, the Professor of Religious Studies, can't find one reference of Jesus rising from the dead, it's all made up. And don't believe it. It's poison and control. And we need to end religion, and we need to start the Department of Ending Religion because it's a death cult as defined by science, and we need to get out of our primitive minds and move into the future.
Well, good luck with that, Dave. I do. I mean, it's been 20 years. I don't know if this is still the case, but it's been more than 20 years since Pope John Paul II set a personal invitation to Louise and I to fly over to Rome and get a guided tour, a personal guided tour of the Vatican, and then be driven up to Castel Gandolfo, along with the Popemobile, to sit through a concert and then have a private audience with His Holiness. But we did it. And one of the things that I learned was that here's an entire country that's a member of the United Nations and is on, or at least was at the time, on the UN's Council on Birth Control and Family Planning and whatnot, that doesn't have a single woman as a citizen. Now, as I said, this might have changed, but 20-some-odd years ago, you had to be male. You had to have a penis to be a citizen of the Vatican, and the Vatican is a country. And, you know, so here you have a male-dominated religion that, aggressively teaches that women are to be subordinate to their husbands, and that their ability to control their reproduction, including birth control, should not be available to them. So it shouldn't surprise us that many of the people from south of the border who are deeply Catholic and have been for centuries are coming to the United States and embracing these hard right Catholic perspectives. It should be no surprise at all.
Okay, then the Pope on the first vote in Ohio for abortion donated $1 million.
Oh, I know. The Catholic Church is...
So the Catholic Church is purveyors of hatred and abortion rights or against it in America.
I get it, Dave. But it's not going to go away. And there's a lot of good Catholics out there, and there's a lot of good Catholic Democrats, and there's a lot of people who will take their spirituality and leave behind the dogma, or at least the bizarre dogmas, like I just enumerated. And I think that we all have an inborn instinct for experiencing awe, A-W-E, and that manifests as this religious impulse. And I don't think you can get rid of it. Dave, thanks for the call. Milo in Malcolm Township, Michigan. Hey, Milo, what's up?
Oh, it's Macomb Township, but they always
Macomb.
Do that to us.
Oh, yeah,
how
okay,
you doing?
It's spelled right. I'm sorry. Okay.
What's all right. Up? I was going to say we should have signs up at our international airports. Welcome to Afghan America.
Why?
Well, we have a combination of theocracy and fascism.
Oh, the Taliban, the Republican Party, and its parallels to the Taliban. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the Taliban just ruled, by the way, and I don't think we've talked about it on this program. The Taliban, this was about, three, 4 weeks ago? Taliban made a new rule that women are not allowed to speak in public. They started with, women and girls can't go to school, then women can't hold jobs, and then, of course, women have to be covered head to toe. All you can see is their eyes and their hands. And but most recently, it's women can't even speak in public. There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the whole bunch of them would just love to have that here in the United States, but it's definitely going to be a bridge too far. But your point, well made, Milo. Thank you very much for it. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great show.
Thank you.
Just a little side note, because you mentioned RFK. I'm sure RFK is probably a good Catholic, because he's got the, I think the count is up to three now, three mistresses this year alone.
Plus yeah. Yeah.
The non-sexual reporter. Of course, they had a non-sexual affair, which is quite amazing to me. Yeah, I guess I've had affairs that I don't even know about. Since
yeah,
I talk
right.
to people on the phone.
Yeah, if you believe that,
well, anyway,
I've got a bridge to sell you.
Right? I'll buy it. Listen, I live in Florida. I'm not going to say I wasn't surprised by this, but after it's all been done, there's two things I want to say. One is that you are spot on when you said that they've been successful at disinformation for 40 years since Rush Limbaugh and Reagan.
Yeah.
They've been successful. They've won. They've won the information war. And they've won the fascism war. They've convinced people that fascism is good.
Yeah, and let me add to that
really,
just real quick, Mike. NBC News just reported that the House has officially gone, control of the House of Representatives has officially gone to the Republicans. Back to you,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, thanks for giving it to me.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say Dem messaging, to me, is not the problem. Yeah, I know you mentioned FDR. We've been talking about corporate greed for way longer than FDR was. We've been doing it since Occupy and before that. So it's not a matter of messaging. I want to remind people why this happened, because it comes down to something very simple. The reason why he won is because non-voters, third-party voters, and Trump voters put him back in office.
Yeah.
Start there. Start questioning your friends, family. And start at the beginning, because there's only one suggestion I have for the Democratic Party, and you may think I'm crazy. But since they've managed to win the information war, maybe it's time for us to change the name of the party, change it to some, steal their name. We'll call ourselves the Patriot Party, because it sounds very Trumpian. And we're going to say we're the big tent. In fact, we're everybody other than Republicans. We're the Patriot Party. We're new. We're fresh. We're libertarian. Even when the libertarians won't join us, we're going to say we're everybody but people that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And let's see how that shakes out, because it's just odd.
I get it, Mike. I think we should put Howard Dean back in charge of the Democratic Party. I mean, I have so much respect for the guy, and he knows how to run the Democratic
yes,
Party.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Jamie Harrison has been quite the disappointment. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts on the day and the week, the month, the election, life in the future. But NBC News has officially projected with one District 8 or District 6, 6 or 8 in Arizona.
You're
the Republicans
listening
control
to
the
Tom
House.
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarium, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarium is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarium.com, code TOM. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarium.com, code TOM.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump continues to assemble his administration on Wednesday, saying he'll nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor that the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected President of the United States.
The President-elect also said he'd nominate Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and Democrat-turned-Republican Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Two explosions Wednesday outside the Supreme Court of Brazil, the blast killing a man and forcing the justices and staff to evacuate the building in Brasilia, capital of Brazil. Inflation remains under apparent control. The government reporting its consumer price index rose 0.2% in October to 2.6% on an annual basis. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances will eventually go away here as we go through the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds, temperatures dropping to the upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies will eventually return on Thursday. Light north winds 5 to 10, highs in the lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joins us at 11:06. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, Tom. I'm curious to know more about the Blue Sky alternative to Twitter. It's the first time I've heard about it, and thank you for pointing it out.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the website. Hang on just a minute. I'll tell you the URL for the website. It is bsky.app, A-P-P. That's the website if you're using a browser. If you have an iPhone, if you're using an Apple product, or if you're using an Android phone, you know, a Google product, go to the App Store on, you know, in the Apple phone, or go to the, whatever they call it, the Play Store, or I forget what it's called.
That's right.
You know, and just search for Blue Sky, those two words, and it'll pop right up. In fact, it's right now on the App Store, anyway, on the iPhone. It's the number one app. And they have gone, just in the last couple of weeks, they've gained millions of participants. You can have rational conversations with people. It's not filled with Nazis. And the algorithm is not as, it's not designed to, it's designed to give you more of the kind of stuff that you're doing and the people that you're following, but it's not designed to make you crazy. Right. I mean, the Facebook and Twitter apps are designed to encourage what they call engagement, but what they really mean is rage. And Blue Sky doesn't do that. And it's just so refreshing.
Yeah, I was just going to say how refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I strongly recommend it.
Thank you. And do you know who runs it?
It was started by Jack Dorsey, the guy who used to run Twitter. Well, after he sold out to Elon Musk.
Oh.
But I don't know if he's still running it or not. I really don't know much of anything about it, except that I have dropped Twitter off altogether, I have about 15 tabs open on my browser here in the studio, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post and Financial Times and all this. And I used to have Twitter up there, or X now, and I no longer do. Now it's just Blue Sky. So, Lynn, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and good luck.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you on Blue Sky.
Thank you.
Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to say, I toggle between listening to WCPT through TuneIn and watching through Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving credit to both of those, because right now I've been watching Free Speech TV.
Cool.
But what I'm calling about is, you were talking about economic class structure. And there's a certain amount of class mobility. If you invent something, you can functionally win the lottery and suddenly have a lot of money.
It's about half of what it was in the 60s, though, right now.
Right, right. But on the other side of it, there's a concept that comes from India called caste.
Yes.
And I think a large part of what we have really is caste. I mean, Donald Trump was born wealthy, and he stayed there.
Right, I agree.
And a number of other people have
there's
been
a book
born
about that called Caste.
Stay there.
That came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We had the author on this program. And, I think you're right.
I think we have it here. And
yep.
and the other thing is, caste is somewhat based in religion in India. I suspect it's going to be here that way, too.
Yeah, and when Trump says he's got good genes, and, you know, he talks about smart people produce smart people and all this kind of stuff, I mean, that's basically what he's arguing for, is a genetically based caste system. And of course, the caste system of India is genetically based. You are born into a caste, and you must carry the caste of your parents, whether, you know, from the untouchables at the bottom to the, I think it's the Brahmins or whatever the top class is, or the top caste is. But yeah, I agree with you, Bob. Well said. Thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. We're hitting the end of the hour here, the end of today's program. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. There's so much you can do. Get over to indivisible.org and just check out what they're doing. Get to democrats.org and check out what they're doing. Contact your local Democratic Party and ask when the next meeting is and how you can show up in person or by Zoom. Do it. Tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv.
So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.